愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家来学习神的荣光从东而出。
And this afternoon, I'd like to talk about the subject, the glory of God comes from the east.
我们看以西结书43章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章。
Ezekiel chapter 43.
第一节到第三节。
Chapter 43, verses 1 to verse 3.
请读。以西结书43章一节到三节。
Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 to 3. Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.3. It was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. The visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face.
在以西结书里面啊，有两个殿。
In the book of Ezekiel, it describes two temples.
一个是所罗门所盖的殿。
The first temple is the temple that was built by Solomon.
所罗门盖完殿了，他献殿的时候啊，神的荣光充满着圣殿。
When Solomon completed the construction of the temple during the dedication, God's glory filled the temple.
连祭司都没有办法站立。
It was so intense that even the priests could not stand firm.
如果有神，神住在哪里
？If there is a God, where does God live?
圣经告诉我们，在旧约，神住在两个地方。
According to the Bible in the Old Testament, God dwelled in two places.
第一个，神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
First, God dwelled in a light that cannot be approached by everyone.
就是在天国。
And that is in the heavenly kingdom.
第二个，神住在会幕或者圣殿里面。
And second, God dwelled in the tabernacle or in the holy temple.
所以以色列百姓在走旷野40年，神叫他们要盖会幕。
And so when the Israelites were walking the wilderness for 40 years, God instructed them to build a tabernacle.
因为借着会幕，神与他们同在。
Because through the tabernacle, God dwelled with them.
因为神与他们同在，所以旷野40年什么都不缺。
And because God was with them in the 40 years in the wilderness, they lacked nothing.
今天我们在世界上要追求什么
？Today in the world, what ought we pursue?
最重要一件事情就是要追求神的同在。
Something important for us to pursue is for the abidance of God.
我们就想，如果我们的父亲是非常富有
，Let's think about it. If our father is very wealthy,
我们跟父亲的关系很好。
And we have a good relationship with our father.
那这个父亲又住在我家里。
And the father lives in our own home.
那我还缺乏什么
？What could we possibly lack?
所以人如果有神同在，我不一定很富有，但是一无所缺。
So if God abides with us, regardless of whether our lives are abundant or not, we have everything we need.
所以圣经里面才有说，我虽然一无所有，但是样样都有。我一无所有，但是样样都有。
In the Bible, Paul writes that though he seems to have nothing, he actually has everything.
怎么有可能一个人一无所有，就又是样样都有
？How is it that a person can have nothing but also have everything?
一无所有就是银行存款也一点点，我家里也是很有限，但是我需要的时候，神就给我。
What that means is that perhaps my bank account may not have many funds, or my home is very modest. But whenever I need something, that need is met.
那这个就是我们信仰生活的体验。
And so this might be an experience we have in our own faith.
不是我有什么，所以我不怕，是因为我有神，所以我不怕。
It's not that we possess something so that we are unafraid, but rather that God is with us, and that is why we are unafraid.
那圣经又说，我虽然贫穷，却叫许多人富足。
Bible writes that, you know, although I myself am poor, I have made many rich.
怎么有可能就穷人叫别人富足
How is it that a poor person could cause others to be rich?
就是借着福音。
And it is through the gospel.
我们传福音给别人, 让人认识神跟神建立关系。
When we preach the gospel to others, so that others can come to know God, they build a relationship with God.
他就变成非常富足的。
And that relationship enriches their life.
有丰盛的恩典。
They will have abundant blessings.
有丰盛的神性。
And abundant divine nature.
将来有丰盛的荣耀。
And in the future, abundant glory.
所以我们一生最重要要追求神跟我们同在。
And so an important goal in our life is to pursue for God to be with us.
那我们现在在新约时代，神住在哪里？
Now turning to the New Testament, where does God dwell?
新约时代神还是住在两个地方。
In the New Testament times, it records that God dwells in two places.
第一个，神住在众人不能靠近的光里。
First, God dwells in the light that cannot be approached by humans.
就是住在天国。
That is, He lives in the heavenly kingdom.
所以有时候信徒祷告看异象。
So sometimes when members, believers pray, they will see a vision.
看到神的荣光。
They will see God's
glory light. 非常亮，但是就是那个脸看不清楚。
And so they'll see that this very intense light that obscures the face.
那个就是神住的地方。
And that is the place where God dwells.
如果你看阳光会很不舒服。
If you look directly at the sunlight, it's very uncomfortable.
但是如果人看到神的荣耀，那是何等的满足。
But when you look upon God's glory, there is a deep sense of contentment.
人生最满足的经验就是经历神。
One of the most satisfying experiences in life is to experience God directly.
如果一个人经历过神，他觉得世界上都是次好的。
If a person has encountered God before, then everything else in the world is very secondary.
他觉得神才是最好的。
In fact, they will feel that God is the best.
但是如果没有认识神，没有经历神，世界也不错啊。
If you've never encountered God or experienced Him, then it might seem that the things in this world are just perfectly adequate.
所以我们不但相信有神,
so we not only believe that there is a God,
我们不但要敬拜这一位神,
and not only ought we worship this God,
我们要经历这一位神,
we should experience this God.
我们会有极大的改变,
and this experience will change us profoundly.
那新约时代神住的第二个地方就是他的殿。
And the second place in the New Testament where God dwells is in His temple.
那这个殿就是教会。And
this temple is the church.
所以教会是充满万有者所充满的。The
church is filled with that who has everything.
充满万有者就是神。Oh,
sorry. The church has the fullness of God.
所以我们要拜神，要到教会里面来。And
so if we wish to worship God, we need to come to church.
那在43章讲神的荣光从东而来。
In chapter 43, it records that the glory of the Lord came from the east.
如果我们再看第五节。
If we read verse 5, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
这个地方讲神的灵将我带到那院，不料。 神的荣光充满着殿。这个地方讲神的荣光充满着殿。Here
it records that the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那个殿就是教会。And
the temple is the church.
所以教会的荣耀是什么？So
what is the glory of the church?
教会的荣耀就是神的充满。The
glory of the church is the full of abundance of God.
甚至这个第五节说，灵将我举起，带我到内院，我才看到。
The verse 5 records that the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and that's where the glory of God was apparent.
我曾经预告有慕道者，他教会找了好几千，就跑到传道廊来找我，我没有看到你们拜的神啊。
Once a visitor to our church, you know, looked all over our church compound and then eventually came up to me and said, I've looked around and I cannot find the God that you worship.
这个就是我们拜神的一个特色。And
so this is something that is unique to our worship of God.
神是一个灵，所以你看不见。God
is a spirit, and so He cannot be seen.
但是如果神开我们的心，你可以看到神的荣光充满着教会。
But if God opens our heart, we can see how the glory of God fills the entire church.
曾经有一个姐妹, 她受洗以后离开教会大概二三十年。
There was once a sister who, after she was baptized, stopped going to church for 20, 30 years.
后来忧郁症的没有办法好。
And then she encountered depression that she could not overcome.
到最后又回到教会来。In
the end, she returned to church.
刚刚回来教会的时候，她说我大概两个月可以去一次。
When she first started coming to church services, she felt that she could only attend once every 2 months.
因为我退休了，我的钱很有限哦，到教会要去油钱。And
I've retired. You know, I have a fixed income, so you know, going to church, you know, it's an expense for me.
那后来，她每个礼拜到教会来。Later
on, she attended church services weekly.
为什么有这么大的改变呢？
So why was she able to make such a big change?
就是她回到教会来以后。
Because when she started attending church again,
有时候聚会的时候看到天使在上面飞,
sometimes during a service, she would see angels flying up in the ceiling of the chapel.
有时候她看到荣光,这是讲道翻译人的上面,这荣光。
Sometimes she would see a glorious light shine on the speaker and the interpreter.
要旁边的人看,旁边的人没有看见啊。
But the people next to her didn't see what she saw.
神特别怜悯她。
And this is because God had mercy on her.
开她的眼睛, 坚固她的信心,
opened her eyes so that her faith could be strengthened.
那她对神有这样的认识跟体验以后，以后拜神更认真。
And so when she had this experience and recognition of God, then she worshipped more zealously.
但是很奇妙，就是当这样认真拜神以后，她现在忧郁症好了。
And what was miraculous was when she started being zealous for the Lord again, her depression went away.
所以我们所参加这个教会是神所充满的地方。
And so this church in which we participate is the place where God's glory abounds.
所以充满着神的荣耀。
And is filled with God's glory.
那在第二节里面特别讲神的荣光是从东边来的。
Verse 2 in particular describes that the glory of God came from the way of the east.
今天早上我们有查考这个殿的门是向东。
This morning we talked about how the gate faces toward the east.
而且这个水是从往东流去。
And the water flowed from the east.
所以圣经里面有一个预言，得救的真教会要从东方出来。
And so there is a prophecy in the Bible that the Church of Salvation would emerge from the east.
所以这个荣耀从东出来，充满着神的殿。
And so this glory came by the way of the east and filled the temple of the Lord.
我在很多的地方遇到很多海外的中国人。
I've traveled to many places and met many Chinese people who lived outside of China.
好像莫斯科。
For instance, in Moscow.
然后到南非。
And in South Africa,
然后到阿根廷, 南美,
Argentina, and areas in South America.
我常常问他们一个问题,
and sometimes I ask them,
你们是要落叶归根, 还是要落地生根?
哦, and I would ask them, would you rather return to your roots or start a new life?
我们知道秋天快到了，那个树叶就掉下来，就掉到树根那里。
You know, autumn is coming, and so we know when that season comes, then the leaves will fall down toward the roots.
那以后就在树根那里烂掉了。And
when the leaves fall on the roots, it eventually just rots there.
那个叫落叶归根了。So
that's what we mean by the fallen leaves toward the roots.
那什么叫落地生根？
And what does it mean to fall toward the ground and then to sprout upward?
有时候你看那个树上结满的果子。
Sometimes you'll see that a tree has many fruits.
掉下来，那个种子就掉在根那个地方。
And when the fruit which contains the seeds falls to the ground, it sheds the seeds at the roots.
春天到了，那个就开始发芽了。
And so when spring comes, then the seeds begin to sprout.
那个叫落地生根啊。
So this is what it means that, you know, you fall to the ground and you start sprouting.
不管怎么样，到最后跟根都有关系啊。
In the end, regardless of which outlook you have, it has to do with the root.
所以我们人活在这个地上，我们就要想我们的根在哪里。
And so as we live on this world, we need to think about where our roots are.
如果你想要落叶生根, 就是我最后活到最后我要回到哪里去?
If we think about being the fruit that falls to the root and then eventually sprouts up, we think about where we want to be in the future.
有人死了以后, 埋成骨灰, 要赶快运到他出生的地方埋在那里。
Some people, when they pass, they are cremated and they want their ashes brought back to where they were born.
但是人的根在哪里?
But the question is, where are our roots?
除非圣经啊, 不然我们找不到人的根在哪里。
Without the help of the Bible, it's hard for us to find where our roots are.
我们来看, 路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
第三章的38节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 38. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
38节。
Chapter 3, verse 38 of Luke.
这个地方讲哦, 以挪士是赛特的儿子, 赛特是亚当的儿子, 亚当是神的儿子。 我们人的第一个人叫做亚当。
The first human is called Adam.
那亚当是神的儿子。
And Adam is the son of God.
神就是亚当的父亲。
That is to say, God is Adam's father.
所以人的根在哪里?
So where is our root?
你想哦, 你爸爸的爸爸, 爸爸在上去的爸爸。
If you think about your father's 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 father's.
那这样一直推, 推到最后, 推到哪里?
If you keep tracing that upward, where does that end up?
我们想, 我们知道我们人的存在好像一个金字塔。
The life of a person is like a pyramid.
人越来越多, 好像个金字塔的底部越来越大。
And so, you know, as the population of the earth increases, it's like the base of a pyramid.
但是你看到那个金字塔到最后只有一点。
But when you ascend the pyramid, eventually it converges at a point.
那一点就是人的来源。
And that point is the origin of all humans.
那个就是人的根。
And that is the root of humans.
这里讲。 人的根啊, 亚当就是神的儿子。
And here it records that that root is the son of Adam, the son of God.
神就是亚当的父亲。
God is Adam's father.
所以诸位, 如果你想要落地, 落叶归根, 要归到哪里去?
And so if you think that you're more like a leaf that, you know, degrades into the ground,
要归根, 归到哪里去?
When you return to the root, where is this root?
要归到神那里去。
You're going to return back to God.
所以有的人人生很会计划。
Some people are very good at making plans for life.
他已经把墓地买好了。They've
already purchased their burial ground.
那墓碑也刻好了。And
set up their tombstone.
那个名字也刻上去了。And
engrave their names upon the stone.
生日也刻好了。
The birthday is already engraved as well. But there's one thing that has not yet been engraved on the tombstone.
什么时候死还没有刻啊?
That is the day that they die.
所以最聪明的人, 他对人生的计划就是计划到死要埋在哪里。
And so a prudent person might make life plans to the extent that they even think about where they will be buried.
所以如果人活着到最后就是埋在土里, 人就很可怜啊。
If the end of our life is simply just to be buried in the ground, isn't that kind of sad?
为什么?
Why is that?
因为不管你在世界上有多出名出读多少多有成就，这个是在戏台上演戏。
Because no matter how accomplished you are, how educated you are, how famous you are, these are just acts that are performed on a stage.
有一天下台了。
And one day everyone must exit the stage.
下台了，我们还有什么？
And after you've exited the stage, what's left for you?
只剩下一堆记忆。
Is it just a heap of a memory?
死了就没有了。
That when you die, they're gone?
但是我们如果找到神,
But if we find God,
我们人生真的是不一样。Then
that will change our lives.
我们看约翰福音14章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章。
John chapter 14.
第一节跟第二节。
John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
主耶稣说,
Jesus reminded us, you know, if you believe in God, believe also in me.
第二节,
My father's house has many mansions.
如果看中文,住处,这个不稀奇,那英文叫mansion, 这个就很稀奇了。
And it seems rather perplexing that a house has many mansions.
所以我们将来,我们在天上,神为我们预备豪宅啊。
So we can see that in our heavenly kingdom, God has prepared something immeasurably good for us.
所以落地归根归到哪里？回到父那里去。
So if you fall to the ground and return to the root, that means you return back to the Lord.
好，我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
这里讲。 我说我要再来,
Jesus says he's coming again.
接你到我那里去,
and when he comes, he'll receive and take us there.
所以主耶稣要再来哦,
so Jesus is coming again.
要来做什么?
And why is he coming
要把我们
again?
把我们接到父的家去, 就是天国。
And the purpose is to receive us so that he can take us to our Father's house in heaven.
然后叫你在哪里, 我也在哪里。
So that where I am, there you may be also.
要永远跟神同在。
That we will eternally be with the Lord.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
And so this is the ultimate conclusion of our pursuits in life.
所以活着一辈子, 如果最后回到父那里去,
If we lived our entire lives such that in the end we can return to our Father.
看到神的荣耀。
That we can see God's glory.
天天跟神在一起。
That every day we can be with Him.
你就发现啊, 人生是不虚空的,
then we'll find that life is not meaningless.
所以为什么要拜神?
So why is it important to worship God?
因为有一天我们要落叶归根,
because one day we will fall to the ground and return to our root.
就是要回到父那个地方去。
And that means we need to return to our Father.
那回到那里到底有什么好呢?
When we return to that place, what is so good about it anyway?
我们先来回来看以赛亚。 以西结书,
Let's turn back to the Ezekiel.
以西结书的43章,
Ezekiel chapter 43.
以西结书43章,
Ezekiel 43.
第七节,
Verse 7. And he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings, by their harlotry or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places.
这里神对以西结先知这样说,
This is the word spoken by God to the prophet Ezekiel.
说人子啊, 这是我的宝座之地,
He points out that this is my throne.
哪里是神宝座之地?
Where is this place where God's throne is?
就是教会。
This place is the church.
所以教会有神的宝座。
So God's throne is at church.
那教会是什么?
What is a church?
教会不是这个建筑物。
The church doesn't refer to this building.
这个建筑物叫做会堂。
This building is called a chapel.
那教会是什么?
What is church?
我们现在看《使徒行传》20章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传20章,
Acts chapter 20.
20章的第28节,
Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
Okay, 这里啊, 保罗告诉以弗所教会的长老,
So here Paul is talking to the elders in the church of Ephesus.
你们要牧养神的教会,
shepherd the church of God.
他是用自己的宝血买来的,
which he purchased with his own blood.
所以教会是什么?
So what is church?
主耶稣用宝血买来的这一群人叫做教会。
The group of people that were purchased with Jesus' blood comprised the church.
那什么时候主耶稣用宝血把我买出来?
When was it that Jesus used his blood to purchase us?
我们昨天感谢神有一个洗礼。
Yesterday, thank God we had a baptism.
神让我们找到一个非常好的地方。
And God provided a good place for us to conduct the baptism.
没有风浪。
There were no waves or wind.
天气又很好，也不会冷。
And the weather was lovely.
那在洗礼的时候。
And during the baptism.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
We said in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且圣灵的运行。
And with the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后照着圣经的教训洗礼。
According to the teachings of the Bible, we conducted this baptism.
进去的时候我是罪人。
When we enter the water, we are sinners.
出来我是义人。
And when we emerge from baptism, we are righteous.
怎么变化这么大？
How is such a large change enacted?
因为主耶稣的宝血洁净我的罪。
Because Jesus' precious blood cleansed our sins.
那我们就变成教会的一份子。
And then we become a part of this church.
所以受洗以后，我就是属神。
And so after baptism, we belong to God.
因为他用宝血把我买出来的。
Because he purchased us with his own blood.
有时候我们看一个人戴很大的钻戒。
Sometimes we'll see a person with a big ring.
如果那个钻戒啊很大，只有两个可能。
Oh, if they have a big diamond ring, it could mean two things.
第一个那个钻戒是假的。
One is it's a fake diamond ring.
反正真的假的你也看不出来。
It's often very difficult to tell the difference between a fake and a real diamond anyway.
第二个，她的丈夫非常爱她。
Secondly, it could be that person's husband loves her deeply.
买一个这么大的真的钻戒。
And spent a fortune on such a large diamond ring.
那神有多爱我们呢？
How much does God love us?
他差遣他的独生子。
That he sent his own only son.
为我们的罪付出赎价。
To pay the price for our sins.
流出他的宝血。
To shed his blood.
这个叫做重价。
And this is what it means to be bought with a heavy price.
这个价有多重呢？就是主耶稣的生命。
How heavy is this price? As much as Jesus' life.
所以我们不要小看自己哦，更不要自杀哦，因为主耶稣看你很宝贵啊，他用他的生命把我们买出来啊。
Please don't look down upon your own value and yourself, or even consider suicide because you were bought with a heavy price.
那这一群人叫做教会。
And so this group of people bought with this price is the
church. 所以如果我们明白道理，要把握机会。
And so if we come to understand the gospel, we should take hold of the opportunity
接受洗礼，归属这个教会。
To receive baptism and to become part of this church.
我们回到以西结书43章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 43.
说这是我宝座之地。
This is the place of my throne.
我们这个教会啊，就是神的宝座。
So the Church is God's throne.
我们想想看哦，如果你今天写一个信哦，叫美国的总统哦，来教会参加聚会，他会来吗
？Suppose we wrote a letter today to the U.S. president and invited them to come to church. Would he come?
我想非常不可能啊。
I think it's highly unlikely.
因为我们算什么
？Because who are we?
但是我们每一次奉主耶稣圣名聚会
，But every time. We hold the service in the name of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说：“我就在你们中间。”
Jesus said that He is among us.
所以教会里面有神的宝座。
So God's throne is in church.
所以如果要拜神，要到教会来。
So if we wish to worship God, we need to come to church.
因为这里有神的宝座。
Because this is where God's throne is.
因此我们到真耶稣教会来呀、对神体验很多。昨天我们听到这个见证，真的是。神的能力、神的恩典、神的怜悯的一个体验。
And so indeed, many believers in the true Jesus Church have experienced God's power and grace and love. Indeed, we heard such stories yesterday.
那在第七节里面说，这是我脚掌所踏之地。
Verse 7 also says, the place of the soles of my feet.
神经经告诉约书亚。
Once God told Joshua.
说。你看那个地啊，你只要脚掌所踏的，我都要给你。
That wherever your footsteps, that land will be given to you.
神也告诉亚伯拉罕。
God also told Abraham.
你起来看。
Raise your eyes and look.
你看到的脚掌将来踏到，我都给你。
All the land that you see, that you step on with your footsteps, I will give to you.
所以这个脚所踏的就是代表神的统治，神的所有权已经达到那个地方。
And so the footsteps and the place where the soles of his feet represents the places where God has authority.
所以教会就是神所所有的，属于神的。
And so church is the place where anything that belongs to God is here.
所以在启示录里面讲那个七个教会。
And so in the book of Revelation, it describes seven churches.
神啊，很荣耀的神在教会走来走去啊。
The God of glory is walking among the churches.
所以不要小看教会，我们大家算不了什么，神在中间行走啊。
So don't look down upon our church. You know, God is walking among us.
荣耀的神的宝座就在我们当中。
The throne of our glorious God is among us.
我们再看第七节最后一句。
Let's look at the last phrase of verse 7.
我要在这里住在以色列人中直到永远。
I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever.
以色列原来叫做雅各。
Israel was previously Jacob.
雅各什么意思? 抓住。
The name Jacob means to grab hold.
所以我们看到我们每一个人要生孩子就很注意要替小孩子取名字。
When we have children of our own, we spend a lot of time thinking about what name to give our children.
那中国人就是天生天来天福，反正都是要取最好的名字。
And in some cultures, they place an extraordinary amount of emphasis on naming children.
雅各神跟他改名叫做以色列。
But Jacob had his name changed by God from Jacob to Israel.
以色列是什么意思?
What does Israel mean?
神的王子。
The son of the king.
所以。 神的王子今天是谁?
Who are the children of the king today?
就是我们每一个人啊。
That is each and every one of us.
那我们怎么知道我是神的王子?
How do we know that we are children of the king?
有一个证明。
There is a proof.
如果你要证明你是你爸爸的儿子。
If you had to prove that you are the child of your father,
你要去医院拿出生证明。
You have to go to the hospital and get your birth certificate.
那如果我要证明我是神的儿子，怎么办？
If I wish to prove that I am God's child, what shall I do?
加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章的第五节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
跟第七节，请读。
5到7节。 Verse 5 to 7? Okay, Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. Verse 5, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Verse 6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. 7, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
这个地方讲主耶稣要把我们赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。Here
it describes how God redeemed us so that we may be His sons.
就是在洗礼的时候。And
this occurs during baptism.
那第六节。Verse
6.
那做儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进到你们心里。Because
we are sons, then God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart.
所以得圣灵是神的应许。
And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, this is a promise.
所以受洗以后, 我们就可以照着神的应许求圣灵。
And so after we are baptized, we can ask for the Holy Spirit under God's promise.
那这个儿子的灵进到你们心里，呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And when the Spirit of His Son enters our hearts, we cry out, Abba, Father.
所以第七节，以后你就不是奴仆了，你是儿子。
And so verse 7 says, when that happens, you're no longer a slave, but a son.
所以神要接纳我们，要与我们同在，一直到永远。
And so God will accept us and abide with us until the end, forever.
特别我们得圣灵更有把握。
And in particular, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are further assured.
所以我们今天，我们在这个一生当中，有机会。 来查考道理，这是神给我们极大的恩典。
And so today we have the opportunity to study God's words, and this is a great blessing from Him.
因为我们在这个殿里面有神的宝座，有神脚踏之地，而且有神的同在。
Because in this church we have the place of God's throne, the place where His, the soles of His feet are, and in the throne of God.
那有时候我们会听人讲哦，奇怪了，我看有的人到教会里面了，体验很快，体验很清楚，体验很深入，我怎么到教会来什么都没有体验？
Sometimes believers might think, well, I seem to be slow to experience God. I see other people, they come and they experience God right away, and it's very vivid, it's very clear to them. Why is it not so clear and vivid for me?
啊，这个可能有很多原因啊。
There could be a number of reasons.
啊，但是43章我们来想一个原因。
But based on Ezekiel chapter 43, we can think of at least one reason.
啊，我们先来看43章的第12节。
Let's look at chapter 43, verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 12. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
哦，这个地方讲殿有一个法则。
There is a law in this temple.
就是全界要称为至圣。这个就是殿的法则。
That the whole surrounding area is most holy.
因为神是圣的。
Because God is holy.
哦，圣是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be holy?
如果用最简单的话来讲哦，就是穿白衣服。
In simplest terms, this could be represented by wearing white clothing.
神是圣的，所以神是穿白衣啊，会发光的。
God is holy, and therefore He wears white robes that emanate light.
啊，如果我们今天早上要到教会来做礼拜。
If we came to church in the morning to worship,
哇，吃完早餐，忽然间这个发现哦，衣服滴了两滴的这个油在，我们会怎么样？
Say after you ate breakfast, you noticed that there were two like oil stains on your clothes.、
哦、我想大部分人会换衣服啊，是不是
？I think most of us would decide to change our clothes.
哦，因为如果衣服有黑点、有污点哦，我们真的不好意思穿出去啊。
Because if there are visible stains in our clothes, we tend not to want to wear them out.
因为同样是人，我们大家都知道哦，要用最好的啊来面对别人。
And so, you know, very often we seek to put on our best when we encounter other people.
这个不但是对别人的礼貌，这个也是代表我们个人的一种价值在里面。
And it shows our respect for our peers and our colleagues, and it also shows our own value.
哦，但是当我们到神面前来，我们有没有想过我们要穿白衣服来？
But have we ever thought about when we come to God's presence, should we put on white clothing?
哦，有时候我们真的没有想过。
Perhaps that has never occurred to us.
哦，白衣从哪里来？
Where do white clothing come from?
我们洗礼的时候就被主耶稣称义。
When we are baptized and justified and considered righteous.
啊，本来我们衣服都是脏的啊，因为犯很多罪啊。
Our robes in the past were dirty because of the sins we had committed.
那洗礼完之后，现在披戴基督，把主耶稣披上去，这个叫做白衣。
But after baptism, we have put on Christ, which is this white robe.
哦、但是诗篇里面讲，我们要用圣洁来敬拜神。
Psalm reminds us that we should worship God in holiness.
啊，英文叫 beauty of holiness， 哦，圣洁的装饰，它用 beauty 来形容。
And it describes the beauty of holiness.
啊，所以在神面前哦，圣洁是一种美。
And so in God's presence, holiness is a form of beauty.
你来教会做礼拜、哦、有没有带钻石，有没有带这个劳力士手表，穿什么名牌，这个都不重要。
When we come to worship God every week, it doesn't matter the size of our diamond ring or our fancy watch or some name brand clothes.
有没有口才，口才好，祷告神就听，这个也不重要。
And whether or not we're eloquent when we petition to God in our prayers is not important.
到神面前来要什么？
When we come to God's presence, what is needed?
要有圣洁的装饰。
That we adorn ourselves with holy beauty.
哦，所以啊，我们如果真的很靠近神，
And so if we are close with God,
我们这个白衣有一点黑点，你就不好意思。
When our white robes have a small stain on them, we feel self-conscious about that.
我们就要想把它弄干净。
And we will think of a way to remove that stain.
那怎么弄干净?
And how do we remove that stain?
就是悔改吧。
That is to repent.
所以人常常要敬拜神哦, 要常常经过悔改。
And so when we want to come to God's presence, we need to repent.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
啊, 约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1,
啊, 第八节,
verse 8. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
这里讲哦, 如果有一个人说我没有罪, 他是自欺。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
为什么这样讲?
Why would John write this?
因为实际上我有罪。
Because the reality is we all have some sin.
我怎么想我就想不出来我有罪啊,你怎么一直讲我有罪呢?
Perhaps we may think, well, I can't seem to think of what's sin. Why do you keep saying I have sinned?
啊, 下面说, 真理就不在我们心里。
And the second phrase says, the truth is not in us.
我说我没有罪, 是因为我用文化,社会传统, 啊, 或者人的想法来判断自己我没有罪。
Perhaps when we examine ourselves and consider that we don't have sin, and we might be using the standard of, you know, secular laws or social cultures or norms to determine that we don't have sin.
但是如果真理进到我们里面,
However, if the truth is in us,
很简单,
for instance, say the Ten Commandments,
如果十诫真的进到我们里面,
if we measure our behavior against the Ten Commandments, we can see where we have sinned.
第一条, 要拜独一真神, 我们真的在拜神吗?
The first commandment is to worship the one true God. Have we truly worshipped him?
第二条,
the second commandment,
不可以有偶像,
there shall be no idols before me.
我们真的没有偶像吗?
Do we really truly not have idols
第三条,
before us? Third,
啊, 不可以妄称神的名,
do not use the name of the Lord in vain.
我们真的没有妄称神的名吗?
Have we kept this commandment truly?
第四条,
Fourth,
要守安息日,
keep the Sabbath day holy.
我们真的守安息日吗?
Have we always kept the Sabbath day?
后面还有六条,
there are six other commandments.
所以真理一进到我们里面, 罪就出来了。
As soon as the truth comes into us, then we can identify our own wrongdoing.
那怎么办呢?
What do we do now?
约翰一书第一章,
1 John chapter 1,
啊, 第九节,
verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
啊, 这个地方讲, 我们承认自己的罪, 神是信实的, 公义要赦免我们的罪。 圣经里面, 主耶稣说, 有病了, 他用得着医生。
Jesus tells us in the Bible that those who are sick are the ones who need a doctor. 啊,
耶稣是全能的医生。
Jesus is the all-powerful doctor.
那个病就是罪。
And that illness or that disease is sin.
哦, 所以罪怕什么?
So what is it that we fear the most?
罪怕自己不知道自己有病。
I think what we fear the most is that we are unaware of our own illness.
或者自己知道自己有病觉得没有关系。
Or that we are aware of our illness but we downplay the severity of that illness.
那这个最后一定是死定的。
And so with these attitudes, the final outcome could be death.
啊, 所以如果我知道我有罪,
so if we are aware that we have sinned,
耶稣是医生,
Jesus is a physician.
我承认我的罪, 他就要赦免我的罪。
We confess our sins and he will forgive us.
哦, 所以我们这个白衣的黑点又消失了。
And so this will allow us to remove the stain from our white robes.
这样我们就能够来到圣洁的神面前来敬拜他。
And in doing so, we can come before the holy God and worship him.
而且我们对神的体验会非常清楚, 非常活泼。
And further, we can experience God more vividly and clearly.
啊, 因为神是圣洁的, 我也是圣洁的, 我跟神之间没有阻隔。
Because God is holy, and if we are holy, then there's no hindrance between our communication.
那我们祷告每一句话都可以达到神面前。
Every word of our prayer comes to the presence of the Lord.
每一句话都可以感动神,
and that everything we communicate with him moves his heart.
神就会有回应,
we will see God's reaction to
我们的体验就会很活泼,
us. And we will experience him very vividly.
们唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
429.
Let's sing hymn 429.